The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the Office of the President. So Fine Gael, the first party to get the official election process underway internally by opening nominations today, while Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald was asked about whether she might run, and she has refused to rule herself out. Take a listen.
Well, we're in this process and we're not ruling anything in or anything out. And as and when we have news for you around our own process and procedure and all the runners and riders, I've seen lots of people's names mentioned. So we're not making any comment definitively on any of them, myself included.
So that was Mary Lou MacDonald a little bit earlier today. Sean Defoe is our political correspondent, of course. Sean, am I right in thinking she ruled herself out in March?
She did. She said that they would have a process back in March and that process would go through the summer, but said definitively, the candidate will not be me. So this is a pretty big U-turn if we're to take it on face value. And I'm kind of conscious there is always the chance of, look, this is a bit of a throwaway comment. Ah, sure, we're ruling nothing in, nothing out. But Mary Lou MacDonald doesn't tend to make that sort of a slippage when she is talking about these kind of a things. So it is very much a change of policy. And it's going to be really interesting to see if they are genuinely thinking about her as a candidate. Like, I text a few people in on the Sinn Féin front bench to sort of gauge opinion. You know, is this just a throwaway comment or is it actually serious? And sort of mixed views. I suppose one of them texts back and said that they would love Mary Lou as president, but they'd love her more as Taoiseach, and that's the role ultimately they think that she wants and will stay on and try to do. So I was thinking, you know, why would you throw your name out there at the moment? Because every candidate that's not Mary Lou then will be a disappointment for Sinn Féin. So it's very possible that they are actively considering it. They seem to have moved away, although she did say earlier it's still on the table, from this idea of a unity candidate of the left backed from Sinn Féin. And if Mary Lou was actually going to be on the ballot paper, she'd be a very live possibility, if not the favourite, to be the next president.
OK, let's talk about Fine Gael then. So they have officially opened nominations internally today. We know Mairead McGuinness is going for it. Is Sean Kelly going to go for it?
Certainly seems like he will. He's talked in the last few weeks about needing a contest, that there needs to be a contest within Fine Gael, not just nationally, and put his name forward, sort of sussing people out along the way. Big vote getter, of course, Sean Kelly in Ireland South in multiple European elections. I think he got more than 120,000 votes in Ireland South last time around, which would put you pretty high up on the ballot in anyone's estimation, not even taking in the rest of the country. People think Mairead McGuinness would beat him in a contest. I think she's probably the likely favourite to be the next president, as things stand at the minute. So that's opened. I think we're going to... The problem with Fine Gael's contest is we're not going to know until September who they've actually picked. If it is just the two of them that have gone forward, we'll know the names in contention, obviously. But if whoever wins out that contest, they're going to keep it, because what they don't want is over the summer, the media, when things are quiet, tearing into their candidate and sinking them before they've ever gotten a chance to run. So it'll be really interesting. And it's sort of colouring... The Fine Gael contest is colouring the rest of the race, because everyone is holding up the standard of, could you beat Mairead McGuinness if you're going to be a candidate? Fianna Fáil is the same, you know, can they find somebody? And there's this interesting thing about sort of, you know, the way when you get a presidential candidate from a party, it's usually some grandee who's been around for a long time and is getting their chance to run. But the problem with the other parties is, for Fianna Fáil, most of those grandees are tarred by the crash. And in Sinn Féin, they either don't have the grandees, or they were all, you know, former members of the IRA or alleged former members of the IRA, which taints their particular candidacy. So this has opened up as Fine Gael's potentially best chance to ever win the presidency, an office that they've never held. Mm. And you just have to wonder, is there anyone out there who could beat Mairead McGuinness? Mary Lou is probably the only credible name, maybe. I don't know.
I remember people saying something similar back in 2011. Of course, Gay Mitchell romped home. I don't know where he came, fourth or fifth maybe, in terms of the pecking order. At that particular time, you mentioned Fianna Fáil there. Before I let you go, I mean, it is very much the ghost of Christmas past for Micheál Martin, with kind of Peter Power, Mary Hanafin and Bertie Ahern poking their head above the parapet, by all accounts. Is it going to be one of those three? Might somebody else go for it? What's the thinking?
very hard to read Micheál Martin at the minute, and he seems to either not know himself or, again, wants to avoid any speculation on the actual candidate, or just doesn't like the fields that he has at the moment. Maybe he's keeping his powder a bit dry. I can almost guarantee he doesn't want it to be Bertie Ahern and have Fianna Fáil dragged through all of that all over again. Mary Hannafin and him have clashed in the past, but she is, you know, she's a strong, opinionated woman. She could make a decent bit of a run. I actually liked the mention of Peter Power, not necessarily through any of his connections to Fianna Fáil, but his role in UNICEF, and I think a lot of people would. And then in the poll at the weekend, he got, I think, 2% of the support, which would seem to rule him out entirely. So I don't know. I think with Fianna Fáil, we're not done yet in terms of potential candidates, and it does sound like Micheál Martin is trying to sound a few more people out. Maybe Joe Duffy was one of those. He's obviously ruled himself out yet. But there's no clear favourite for Fianna Fáil. And, you know, Micheál Martin has even sort of suggested, will they even contest it? Which would be extraordinary that they wouldn't contest a presidential election since 1997. So I do think they will have a candidate. But I also don't think we're done here. I think there are names that no one has mentioned yet that will end up on the ballot that we just haven't seen. The Mary Lou one is the one that fascinates me most. You just wonder, like, what's the end game there? Is it for Sinn Féin sort of realising we're not going to get in the Taoiseach's office anytime soon because of this deal between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and actually we have a realistic shot at the presidency and holding that? Could you advance the topic of a united Ireland, say, with 7 years of Mary Lou as president? Like, it's a fascinating what if she actually does go forward.
Well, you mentioned there are names that will end up on the ballot that people haven't talked about yet. There are names from within Leinster House, within the houses of the Oireachtas, that may well end up on the ballot. Certainly they hope to. Aubrey McCarthy, one of them, the independent senator. People will know him well, co-founder of Tig Lynn. Aubrey, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, all good, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
So we might talk about kind of paths to the nomination, as it were, but why would you be open to a nomination?
Well, just listening to Sean there, I mean, the thing about politics, it changes every day. And the other day I was on a programme and they were talking about Joe Duffy and how he was going to top the poll. Now, Joe's gone. And then Mary Lou this afternoon, I think she's flying a cat amongst the pigeons. But I will say, I was approached, I'd say nearly a year ago, to see would I consider such a role. Now, I wouldn't be known nationally. I'm very, there wouldn't be much known about me. And I've, for 20 years, I've kept it that way. I've worked behind the shadows as such. I set up an organisation called Tig Lynn. And I think people have seen what I have done with that and how I've empowered people that were marginalised, homeless, people in addiction. And they've seen that I've been very strong on social inclusion. So that's why I think I've been approached. They've seen my record for social change. And recently I would have been elected to the Shannon I would have replaced David Norris. So I think that's why I've been approached. I've been approached by people inside and outside the Oireachtas, journalists, etc. So it's sort of gathered momentum. But at the same time, it's a tough, bruising battle and you need 20 Oireachtas members or 4 county councils. So, I mean, they're mentioning Catherine Connolly. I mean, she would be strong from an independent base. So there's a huge journey to go. And as regards myself, I know that with Michael D, metaphorically, there's huge shoes to fill. And he has been very strong on social inclusion. He's been very strong on showing Irish culture abroad, etc. So whoever is going to run, I mean, it's going to be a tough path to follow.
Why would you want to be president? What would you want to achieve as president?
You know, even when I came here today, I have a chap with me, a friend of mine said he'd come with me, and he's a guy that I would have met. He would have been homeless, living on the streets many years ago. And today he's gone on, he's bought a house, he's done so much. And one thing about me is I'm a good talent scout. I seem to meet people and I say, this guy with a bit of education, with an opportunity, with rehabilitation or whatever, they can change their lives. The first guy I ever met while I was volunteering on the streets I was talking about him on the way in, that he's now a manager with a senior company and he's got a very important job and he's married with 4 kids. So I've always tried to better people, and I know every year President Higgins asks me up to the Oireachtas, and I always bring people from our homeless services. And what it does is it gives a level playing field and it shows the people that they're as good or as bad as the next people. And I think when I started this 20 years ago with Judge Gillian Hussey, who was a judge at the time, and I bought a bus and I called it the No Bucks Cafe, converted to a restaurant and I got a bus license. And I went out on O'Connell Street four nights a week. And we met the most amazing people, people that had just come undone. And if you look out there today, we have 15,747 homeless people. Nearly 5,000 of those are homeless. And they feel left behind by the governmental parties. So somebody needs to be a unifying figure. If that was me and there was enough people that felt that I could do it, certainly I would listen to that conversation.
So Catherine Connolly, you mentioned, is your suspicion that she would hoover up a lot of those independent voices within the houses of the Oireachtas by way of nomination, so you might have to go down the county council route?
Well, I'm looking at that. If she was talking to independents, which I'm hearing she is, well, I'd say she's a strong figure in that regard.
Have you spoken formally to other independent members of the Oireachtas?
Formally, no. I have spoken. Different people have approached me, both in the Senate, in my own group, and also from political parties and some government people. And they said, Aubrey, would you consider this if you felt there was enough groundswell support? And I said I would. And I think, once again, it goes back to what I've done and my track record.
But when does that process start? When? People have asked you whether you do it. You've said, listen, I'd be absolutely open to it. So when do you actually need to kind of formally start approaching?
Well, we're in July now. So, I mean, before the end of August, you'd need to know, is this a possibility? Is this something that you would seriously consider? Or are you just flying a kite? And one thing I don't do, I never woke up one morning saying, I want to be senator, I want to be president. However, if people felt, Aubrey, you can do this and you can make a difference, it's something I would certainly listen to. And that's where my track record is.
In terms of of kind of representing some political parties, has that been something that you've been considered, or have parties approached? You know, there's been talk of a unified candidate of the left, for example.
I haven't been approached.
Okay.
It's all been government parties. Okay. To ask, what do I think? Would I consider this? And I think you mentioned,
would
name.
You take a nomination from a government party, from Fianna Fáil, for example?
I'd have to see. I have a team that got me elected. And interestingly enough, most of my team that got me elected to the Shannon were mostly from my homeless outreach cafe, The Lighthouse. And they're lads that I would have helped out years ago. And they are loyal. They'd take a bullet. And that's how we got elected. So I'd need to see, OK, how does this impact? If the people I appeal to by getting a government nomination, would that knock them out of kilter? Or would that be something that they say, yes, the government see in him something that can make a difference? Like, even I'm focused on the Shannon at the moment. I'm fascinated with, I'm on the housing committee. So tomorrow we have the Minister for Housing, James Brown, and I have a ton of questions. I want to see, what are the blockages? What's happening here? How can we make a difference? And that's the way I've always gone. I've always seen raw what we can do. And I'm looking at the presidency in the same way.
What is the role of the president? What function, beyond kind of, you know, you've got to sign bills into law or refer bills or, you know, to the Supreme Court or convene the Council of State. But beyond those, what do you understand or do you believe the role to be?
Well, it's very, very clear that, you know, it's a ceremonial role. OK. However, you have to represent Ireland abroad, Ireland's culture, Ireland's people. You have to sign bills into law. You have your Council of State where you can refer bills to, etc. But also you appoint the ministers, the Taoiseach, etc. But one thing I noticed, even representing your country abroad, I have met different ambassadors through my work with Tig Lynn. Every one of those ambassadors now signs up to what I do at the Lighthouse. We have a Ukrainian night, we have a Polish night, we have a South African night. The ambassadors come in with employees from their embassy. They provide the food, the music, and they work to support our homeless people. So I've always connected and networked to make a difference.
Listen, we wish you well, if indeed you get those nominations. So independent senator, co-founder of Tig Lynn, Aubrey McCarthy. Aubrey, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.